An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
Where were we? June 11th, 2021. That was the last time I talked about girl group AOA. We looked at their 2014 projects. You've waited for quite some time for this to conclude, and I haven't struggled this much with completing the group's discography since exploring Four Men's body of work back in season 2. Not because I didn't want to, but because I still have pandemic brain and life has been lifing. Listeners, let's power through the remainder and finale of Ace of Angels discography right after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show start.
Heart Attack. Release date, June 22nd, 2015. I didn't give this album much of a chance when I heard the title track named after the album. Through listening for a 3-day, I can acknowledge it as being seasoned in the colors of summer and youthful. Some of its magic will be lost on me based on my age at recording of this, but I really do enjoy the production of the entire 6-track project. The music production is solid due to AOA's continued work with Brave Brothers. Standout tracks are Really Really and Chocolate, which is a very flirty way to end a summer album. Nonetheless, the A3Day rating for this album is a 4 because it feels like a project for that period of time. It's November now, and here in the United States, fall means it's dark outside at earlier hours. I don't want to hear what sounds like summer when I'm wrapped up in a blanket inside my house. I'd like to think that the team behind AOA took that into consideration, the feeling of the album. And that's what led to them taking time before releasing another Korean album. Good luck. Release date, May 16th, 2016. The commercially successful album put some fire under the vocalist of AOA, and it was well worth it. There was not a consistent musical theme throughout the project as the producers jumped from one genre to another, but the vocalist carried this album wonderfully. Not to be ignored, Shin Ji-min contributed to the writing of 3 out of 5 tracks, including album standout 10 Seconds. The A3Day rating for this album is a 5 because of what the women did as vocalists. The quality of the writing, not being too mature, but not being too young for the members' actual ages, and the unexpected breath of fresh air that came with hearing new producers brought on for the project. And before I forget, as it won't be ranked, my personal favorite subunit, AOA Cream, released I'm Jelly Baby a few months before Good Luck, and I love that little song about being jealous for attention. Angels Knock. Release date, January 2nd, 2017. Title tracks Excuse Me and Bing Bing are most memorable for their choruses and what Choa brought to the table when she'd start a chorus. Given that she left the group after this album, it feels like she shined brighter than previous albums here. Brave Brothers returned for writing and production credits on select tracks, and the members of AOA even pulled together to create the lyrics to the final track for their fans. Angels Knock mimics its 2016 Korean predecessor in the sense that it explores various genres and there's a feature from SF9's Rowoon, but this album doesn't seem as well put together as it could have been. Therefore, the A3Day rating for this project is a 4. Bingle Bangle. Release date, May 28th, 2018. I remember more people talking about Shin Ji-min's new look than they spoke about this album, especially the title track that shares the album's name. She was ready for the attention, though, as she took on writing for every track on the album. Her solo project since appearing on reality competition show Unpretty Rap Star in 2016 had given her extra energy that worked well with the foreign contributors to this project. The album sounds good, and for it to be only 6 tracks, it sounds like it should have been longer. The A3Day rating for this album is a 5, although I don't enjoy the styling of some of the songs. A solid project is a solid project, though. We know how rankings go around here. New Moon. Release date, November 26, 2019. By now, things were coming undone. This was the final album of the group as we once knew it, and honestly, it was one hell of a project to go out on. New Moon cast its glow over a group of women who had weathered member transitions, production style changes, and more unsettling things behind the scenes that consumers didn't initially know about. It sounds grown, It sounds like a new era was right on the horizon for AOA. Scandal and controversy had to have prevented this mini album from reaching higher than the number 3 spot on Korean charts. It had to. This is a 5, and it's worth listening to because it doesn't miss in any area. It stays within the same space of sound, and the warmth of the entire album was refreshing to hear. Final thoughts. Wow. My final thoughts? Asa Angels was snuffed out prematurely by the fact that all darkness comes to light. Let's keep it 100%. The alleged and confirmed abuses and other emotionally compromising experiences of members was enough to stain the Pure Angel status permanently. I don't think the 3 remaining members are able to revitalize the entire group on their own unless other members are brought in. Longtime K-pop fans, we've seen it attempted before with a few other girl groups, but is it really worth attempting here? No, it isn't. What AOA had, respectable accomplishments, but there's so many in agreement with the notion that AOA is done. I don't want to dig further into bullying accusations that one has that capacity to look up on their own time online. There's a lot of twists and turns in the narrative anyway, especially news that implies that the accused was also a victim too. And that was like a recent development, everyone. This is your rabbit hole to go down if you so choose, but we're focused on the music here. And the music of AOA has ended. At least AOA in its latest iteration. The name should retire. The Angels graced the industry with their presence until their assignment came to an end. Even celestial beings made up in the minds of entertainment industry executives deserve rest. So K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3Day rating for the complete discography of AOA is a 4.5. There's nothing more to say about it. They worked hard and they did well overall. At the time of this recording, the hashtag A3Day highlights playlist on Spotify has been frozen in time. I know, what's the word I've been saying this season? Raggedy. A call to action has been made to complete the extensive updates to both it and the YouTube playlist at the end of 2021. I don't foresee me having the time before, so we just have to push it to the end of the year. But we're doing what we need to do. We'll see how it works out. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.
Your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z.
There's sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my McGuallas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacetedACG. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic too. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I'd love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, and the word day. Please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction.